Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 13, 8 to 10. Romans chapter 13, the verses 8 to 10. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Let us reflect on the theme, the transforming power of love. The transforming power of love. In Romans 12:1-21, the Apostle Paul underscores the necessity for a renewed and transformed mind. He recognizes that every action and behavior stems from the mind, and without a transformation, both individuals and communities can suffer. The apostle employs the metaphor of debt to illustrate our obligation to love one another, a love that surpasses all other commandments and forms the bedrock of our faith. This debt of love is a perpetual commitment, urging us to constantly grow and aspire towards a deeper, more comprehensive love. Paul's message extends beyond personal transformation. It encompasses the global mission of the church as outlined in Romans 13, the verses 8 to 10. To love is to live out the gospel, embodying the essence of God's message. The church must elevate love above the pursuit of happiness, understanding that true fulfillment lies in loving others as Christ loves us. When practiced sincerely, this love has the power to build communities and transform lives, aligning them with the gospel's teachings. My dear friends, the call to love is as crucial now as it was in Paul's time. Whether navigating personal relationships or addressing societal issues, the principles of love and reconciliation are indispensable. Paul's notion of debt encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and actively seek opportunities to show love and kindness. This principle is particularly relevant in our efforts to address racial, economic and social injustices, creating environments where love can thrive. Living with a transformed mind involves seeing every individual as a fellow traveler on life's journey. It means moving beyond self-interest and adopting a lifestyle rooted in love. The church, therefore, should be a nurturing space where individuals can grow in love, learning to express and understand the world in new creative ways. By embodying love, we confront the darkness Paul warns about and become true ambassadors of the gospel, bringing light and hope to a fractured world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can you actively practice the depth of love in your daily interactions with others? Number two, how can the church foster an environment of trust, peace, and reconciliation to heal historical and contemporary injustices? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the transformative power of your love. Help us to renew our minds and hearts so that we may truly embody the love you call us to. Teach us to see each person as a beloved partner on this journey of life, and guide us in fostering environments of trust, peace, justice, and reconciliation. May our lives reflect your gospel, bringing light to the darkness and hope to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.